All right, you know what it's time for, don't you?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. We roll through.
Number 5.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come.
Chris Cornell was laid to rest today. His family, bandmates, and friends gathered by the dozens to pay their respects as his ashes were placed in the final resting place today at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Private event was attended by, listen to this, the people who came out for Chris Cornell. Brad Pitt, Pharrell, Dave Grohl, Lisa Marie Presley, Dave Navarro, Jimmy Page, Courtney Love, Gavin Rosdale, James Franco, Christian Bale, Josh Brolin, Billy Idol, Joe Walsh, Lars Ulrich, James Hetfield. And that's just the
incredible
beginning.
Well, you think about the mark he had on music, and it's just so sad. Another one of those lives that too soon, right? Just too soon. His wife has given an interview to TMZ talking about how she had a conversation with him recounting 30 minutes before they found him. And just, she says she knew that he was on something and she was so worried about him and sent his bodyguard in, but then it was just too late. Really sad.
Oh. His ashes were buried next to his close friend Johnny Ramone. Checking in at
number 4.
Hillary Clinton spoke at her alma mater today.
Mm-hmm. Went back 48 years after she had given a speech there.
Right.
She graduation as valedictorian.
Right. And now she spoke again at her alma mater. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. You know,
You watched the speech. Right?
I did. I watched a lot of it. And I thought, you know, I don't know that this really helps. I mean, I guess I understand why she's giving the speech. I don't know why CNN ran the thing from beginning to end.
They did. They carried it, the entire thing. And it was, I mean, the audience, I mean, they loved her, right? That she was, they were like her, you know, that many years ago. So it's inspiring to see the first woman who runs for president come back to speak to them. Except it seemed like the speech was more about herself and recounting the election with Donald Trump than about them.
Yeah.
Things didn't exactly go the way I planned. But you know what? I'm doing okay. I've gotten to spend time with my family, especially my amazing grandchildren. I was going to give the entire commencement speech about them, but was talked out of it. Long walks in the woods. Organizing my closets, right? I won't lie. Chardonnay helped a little, too.
Those were those moments of levity that you wish existed on the campaign trail, right? That are so easy to deliver later afterwards, but you just don't see those moments as much. The human moments was lacking.
Spending time with her family. She doesn't mention Bill in that.
The grandchildren. Let's go right to them.
Yeah. I meant the grandkids. You know what? I didn't want to spend time with her either. Don't worry about it.
Stop.
There is, yeah. And, oh, man. I think it's time for it's time to move on to, and she talked, it was actually the speech, you're going to see a lot of coverage about the speech today. You know, there was a lot of discussion of Nixon and a lot of discussion
impeachment was brought up. And
right. And about the idea of that. This is the one thing I thought that was fairly powerful, though, was it, you know, she basically is saying that facts and truth are, you know, under assault. And that is true. And that's a very scary thing. And that's whether it's, you know, the stuff that's coming out today about the Russians planting memos that didn't exist that the FBI was looking at. And they realized that the FBI was going to dump those, which is one of the reasons that James Comey said that he announced that it would not be an investigation to Hillary Clinton, fearing that they were going to the Russians were going to dump this thing. They let the Russians know that they had it. But he didn't tell that to Congress, which is very weird. There's a lot of detail in this, and it takes a lot of sorting out. But I think that's part of the strategy,
part of the process.
Yeah, and quite honestly, I think Hillary's got to move on to do something a little bit more, less about the election because she lost the election, and I don't think anybody doubts that she lost the election by the Electoral College in a, you know, without the interference of the Russians at least manipulating the vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one will ever be able to point to, you know, what the psychic toll was or the sociological toll or any of that sort of stuff.
No.
Behavioral changes. But
the Democratic Party needs new leadership, and you're not seeing it quite yet emerge. No. You're seeing the same voices still carrying the banner for the party.
Correct. So there you go. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to pick up the Chardonnay some more. Because I have noticed there is a direct
it does help sometimes.
And proximate relationship between drinking and inactivity. I have found that the more that one drinks, the less active they become. Or interested in doing things that are proactive.
Very true.
Unless that counts in making a speech. All right. Checking in at, don't tell me.
Number three.
The new Pirates movie is in the theaters. Richard Roper says it's 3 stars. Mm-hmm. Said it was a lot of fun. It takes you back to the first one.
I do love those movies. They're a ton of fun. And Johnny Depp, so good.
By the way, the review with Richard Roper is up at WGNradio.com.
Said it was one of the movies to see.
Amber Heard gave it 2 thumbs down.
Oh, no. You had to mention.
God, why did you have to bring up Amber Heard again? Kevin Powell, I thought that you were my compadre. I thought you were my compatriot. I thought that you were actually my partner in all of these things. And turns out you're not. You're just another one of those evil, shrew-like, little troll-like animals that runs around in my brain.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I apologize.
Yeah, we don't like to bring her up, so.
Who, Amber?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, dear God, why? If you swear to God, if I had a cannon, I would stick your face in it and blow it off.
How about moving on from Johnny Depp by getting with a billionaire?
Right, are we allowed to bring up her billionaire boyfriend?
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk. Elon Musk is... Elon Musk, in my own opinion, should fire himself toward Venus.
In a Tesla?
Not even toward Mars, because Mars is too good for him. I would go toward Venus. By the way, if you notice the way I pronounce Mars, is exactly the way that I was taught in the Kentucky public school system to pronounce it.
So confusing.
I went to that Kentucky public school system. I don't say that.
Isn't
say
that
Mars
right, Kim
like
Gordon?
That.
You did not say Mars. We were told to say France and Mars.
Yeah. I don't think Kim sounds at all like Johnny Depp, both being from Kentucky, now that you pointed out.
Actually, Kim does not sound like she's from Kentucky either, which I don't know how that really works. I guess when you get down there, do you sound like you're from there?
My parents are here. Just wait till the weekend.
Yeah.
Right, because they come up and they're all...
When you're around it, it's all y'all and everything.
Hi, y'all. How you doing, honey?
Bless your heart.
Is there a little bit? Do they say that in Kentucky?
The you little Dickens.
Aw, that's sweet.
You little Dickens, really?
Yeah.
That's right. I said that quite a bit, too, when I was raised and reared in Kentucky. Oh, you little Dickens.
Anyway.
Not as endearing.
Now, here is actress Kaya Scodelario. Scodelario. Sounds like a disease, doesn't it? It's like a condition.
I would help you, but I don't know. And it does sound like a disease.
She is the fresh new face opposite Johnny Depp for the first time. And she says she was really, really, really intimidated and wanted to be really professional.
First day, you kind of try and, you know, steel yourself and make yourself feel as professional as possible. And I met Johnny and I was like, okay, I handled that pretty well. And then the first day on set, he came out dressed as Jack Sparrow and I absolutely lost it. I was much more starstruck by Jack Sparrow than I was by Johnny Depp. There's something so iconic about it.
She's kind of a shrew, too, when you think about it, because quite honestly, listeners, think about this, and there would be no Captain Jack Sparrow if it weren't for Johnny Depp. Isn't that very much the truth, darling?
Well, that is true, but she does sound very, just, like, unaffected, very genuine.
She sounds a little bit like Amber, I'm not going to lie to you. There's really a lot of difficulty getting through the scenes thinking about Amber, that shrew, and those stupid effing dogs that we had to almost lose our lives over.
Didn't Amber get the dogs in the end? I thought Johnny didn't get them. That might be a sticking point as well.
She did, in fact, get the dogs. And not only did she get the dogs, but she also has to pay. I actually have to pay $1 million a month in doggy support.
Oh, no.
All right. Checking in at, what are we up to now?
Number two.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel thinks Donald Trump's speeches sound like they were written by a fourth grader. So what do you do? He found fourth graders to read them.
My Big Trip by Donald Trump.
Each year, millions of Muslims come from around the world to take part in the Hajj.
In addition to ancient wonders, this country is also home to modern ones.
We must work together to build a future where the nations of the regions are at peace.
And all of our children can grow.
And grow up strong.
And grow up strong.
That's fun.
Okay, and finally,
number one.
It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile.
Wow. So they have re-released Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and remixed it.
Oh, cool.
And there's also additional tracks. It's the 50th anniversary of the release, by the way. And they actually even have the original scratch version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. They didn't go with this one. I kind of like what they did. I like the album version a lot better.
Gee, why didn't they go with that one?
I don't know. Hey, but you know what?
Hurts a little bit.
If you're a Beatle file, you're going to love this thing. All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.